Christian workers are evacuated from a wildfire in the U.S. An Indonesian New Testament check reaches completion. And a campus ministry strikes to the heart of revival this summer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cooler weather in the United States has aided firefighters battling wildfires in California. The 4,200-acre fire on Catalina Islands expected to be encircled tonight, but not before causing problems for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Their campus by the sea is located on the island. InterVarsity's Tom Allen says campers were evacuated.
The fire came into the canyons near the camp. No structures were damaged, though all the utilities were obviously affected, and so there's no utilities and the water lines going into the camp have been burned.
No one was injured. The burned area now provides a fire break between the area still burning and the camp. Until utilities can be restored, Allen says the camp will be closed.
The camp will be closed through the 24th of May, so we'll have one other camp with some other InterVarsity chapter students here in Los Angeles that'll be affected for the week of the 21st.
Pray the utilities will be restored quickly and lost revenue restored. Next, Christians are taking a proactive approach to seeking justice. The All India Christian Council has sent a letter to India's Prime Minister urging him to protect Christians. The organization's president, Dr. Joseph D'Souza, complained of large mobs brutalizing pastors and raping women simply for being Christians. D'Souza says the government's response has been a smug silence. He says the repeal of anti-conversion laws are important first steps in securing peace for believers in India. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's one more step toward having the Bible in the Lausch language of Indonesia. The translation team just finished checking the last verse of the New Testament after 15 years on the project. New Tribes Missions' Larry Goring says now it goes to print.
It's going to take about a year. There's still a lot of work to be done and putting things together and just looking for consistency. And one of the issues with the translation at this stage is that it's been done over a period of time, so some of the terminology used has changed.
Once in print, it goes to the church leaders who are eager to have the New Testament. Goring says they have their work cut out for them.
There's a tendency to look at the scripture as more of a fetish. So those are things that the team has worked on. And now the church leaders, who are many scattered through these mountains, are going to have that challenge to really make the Word of God something that is food for the spiritual needs of these people.
Meanwhile, Compassion International is seeing success from its first child survival program in a West Bengal village of East India. The project's been running now for 5 months. Team members believe it's having an impact in the area as they help prevent disease and malnutrition in the village. They're teaching about nutrition and hygiene and providing necessities. Held in partnership with the indigenous churches, they're working toward helping the body of Christ grow. And this June, the campus of Yale University will be hosting the Institute for Campus Revival and Awakening. It's a place to focus on spiritual breakthroughs with the goal of campus transformation across the U.S. Life Action's Collegiate Impact Director Dave Warren.
When God does move on our campuses, we want to be ready and prepared and as campus ministers ready to move things forward. And so I think with the campus ministers, we'll leave Yale this summer preparing the way but also prepared for what God wants to do.
As a result of their own revival and awakening, campus ministry leaders will be learning how to disciple Christian students. They, in turn, will influence the lost on campus. The difficulty comes in presenting the hope of Christ to a secular academic environment.
Pray that we'd meet with God. That's what the Institute is all about, and we want to be changed as campus ministers as well as have His heart envisioned for the future, the fall semester of 07.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.